Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I'm your host, Olive Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And of course, I'm a very proud member of Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, and in today's show, we're going to talk about 205 Live, NXT, Five Star Wrestling, and Impact Wrestling. Once again, if you haven't seen these shows, pause the podcast, watch the shows, come back to it in a bit. And if not, just enjoy the show, really. We won't be talking about Raw or SmackDown Live because I don't have access to those shows. So yeah, let's get right to it, starting with 205 Live. 205 Live this week, it's the second round of the Cruiserweight title tournament, and it was a very wrestling-centric show. The first match was TJP versus Cedric Alexander, and the main event was Roderick Strong against Kalisto. So in the first match between TJP and Cedric Alexander, it was hold for hold and counter holds. Very technical match. And, you know, it was really interesting to see which way it was going to go. TJP had the fan support because, the film, it was taped in California, sorry. And then Cedric Alexander was able to get the win with his lumbar check. So he's through to the next round, but that could have gone either way, really. Roderick Strong and Kalisto was a fast-paced and vicious match. And the move that almost ended the match, the power slam like reverse DDT off the top rope was brutal. And needs to be seen to be believed. Roderick Strong goes through to the next round of the Cruiserweight title tournament. A good show. So moving swiftly on to WWE NXT. Tyler Bate against Velveteen Dream was a really good match. I really enjoyed it. It's a strong contender for my match of the week, which will be announced later in the show. I really liked the Officer Payne's promo on the staircase as well. I thought that was pretty cool. Kairi Sane against Shayna Baszler was a really good match as well. And it looks like we're heading towards Baszler versus Moon again, which, considering the previous matches, I'm looking forward to that. And to end the show, we're heading towards Killian Dane against Aleister Black, and that should be a really interesting match as well. So, yep, looking forward to those things. NXT was a good show this week as well. Moving on to Five Star Wrestling. I like the Facebook Live element, which, as well as members of the roster, gives local wrestlers a chance to shine on a bigger platform. So kudos to Five Star Wrestling for the Facebook Live element of the show. This was a reduced show because of the awful weather in the city of Belfast. So I enjoyed the Kings of the North versus Max Money. That was a good tag team match. Once again, this is a wrestling centric show. Longer matches than there have been, which means you can either enjoy the longer wrestling matches or you prefer them to be short. I thought this match was good. The same can be said for the Phoenix, Jody Fleisch, friend of the show, against Alberto El Patron. This was a really good match again. I just hope that Alberto El Patron is kind of staying with the company and this wasn't a one-off, because if it is, then Jody Fleisch should have won this match, really. And that's the only kind of negative I could say about it. Enjoyed the match. Like the fact that Alberto El Patron gave Jody Fleisch respect after the match. But I would have changed the ending if Al Patron's just doing this as a one-off. Pure Dead Brilliant were hilarious on the microphone. And it's good to see them like getting a chance. And it'd be interesting to see them in the ring in the future. So I'm looking forward to that. A new thing I'm going to add into the podcast is segment of the week. And that has to go to Flash Morgan Webster's modcast with Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson, and the English Lion, Eddie Ryan. I thought that was brilliant. One of the best things that's happened this week in wrestling on TV. So, yeah, really enjoyed that. And the unveiling of the real wrestling championship for Zach Gibson was pretty cool as well. And although I'd like to see him have the five-star championship, This kind of makes sense for everything that he's kind of gone up against to unveil it and kind of be like the $1 million belt kind of thing. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Joey Axel, again, is, a tremendous find for five-star wrestling, like I've been saying since the beginning. And I'm looking, BT Gunn interrupted this interview time. And that's a match that that whets my appetite, really. I think that could be quite a cool match if it takes place. Obviously, the BT Gunn's set up against the Tap or Snap champion, Matt Riddle, as a number one contender. So we'll have to see what happens with that. But Axel versus Gunn is something that I'd love to see happen. And then last but no means least, it was a good main event between Zach Gibson and Eddie Ryan. Ryan winning the Real Wrestling five-star championship. Based on his performance in Plymouth last week, it was a good idea. Zach Gibson, he's very anti-five-star, isn't he? So I guess it all makes sense from a storyline perspective. And then Max Money turning on Gibson to join with Bram in the crowd was a shocking ending to the show, in all honesty. And it's really interesting to see where they go from there. Unfortunately, I think this Thursday's show in Dundee has been cancelled ahead of time because of the weather and all the issues that they had in Belfast last week. So I don't think there'll be a five-star wrestling. Thoughts on my next Positive Impro Wrestling podcast. So, that's a shame, and we'll kind of see what happens going forward with that. I can understand, we've had to cut down to a 2-hour show and it was usually three, so it really did take its toll on the roster and everything at the same time. So, yeah, it's a shame. Thursday nights were some of my favourite nights of the week, watching, British wrestling on British TV. Hopefully it's just 1 week and I'll be back the following week. So yeah, last but no means least, on to Impact Wrestling. And I was happy to see Tyrus beat EC3. That's a huge win, and he looked like the monster, the beast that he always should have been based on his stature and, height and weight and everything. He should have been... He should have come across as unbeatable monster, and he was this happy-go-lucky character, and hopefully this is the first step towards that monster character that he always should have been. Loved the OVE videos, taped on their smartphones and on the camera and stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. The Machine, Brian Cage, coming in, and it's cool, having come out and beat people up. So that's pretty cool. I enjoyed that. Taiji Ishimori and Matt Sydal's backstage segment was quite funny as well. The scroll and all this grandmaster and spiritual advisor and stuff. And then Ishimori saying that Sydal's a douchebag and he wants him to put up his grand championship at Crossroads next week on the 8th of March. And that was quite a cool, funny backstage segment. And the same can be said for Caleb Conley and Trevor Lee and the LAX segment, where Conan interrupted and the Mumbai Cats were actually LAX and they threw him in the pool and stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. And then Rosemary beat Hania the Huntress, only to be interrupted by Valkyrie. Really cool entrance, and gave Rosemary a beating, and it's that's a nice feud for the two ladies to be involved in. That should be quite cool going forward. Don't know too much about Valkyrie. I know the name, and yeah, looking forward to seeing what she can do in the ring. And then last but no means least, Eddie Edwards versus Sami Callihan was a really good main event. You know, fast paced, you know, vicious. Yeah, just everything you want, you know, good wrestling main event, really. Obviously, there's been a lot said about the incident after the match, you know, with the baseball bat and the steel chair and the aftermath with regards to Eddie Edwards's eye and things of that nature. And, you know, accidents happen in professional wrestling. I don't think anyone's set out to hurt anyone, you know, intentionally. So it's just one of those things, really. And yeah, to kind of finish up with the show, I think we've gone a bit shorter than we usually do, but I've kind of picked out the elements of the shows as opposed to giving full-on reviews, like I've, well, not necessarily reviews, but like full thoughts on the whole show. So this is a little bit different, more concise. So my match of the week, dun dun dun, is Tyler Bates against the Velveteen Dream. That was a really good opening match on NXT this past Wednesday, so congratulations to both men. And as a new you know, addition to the Positive in Pro Wrestling podcast, we're going to have a segment of the week as well, and that is, as I stated a little bit earlier, Flash Morgan Webster's Modcast featuring Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson, and English Lion, Eddie Ryan. So congratulations to those three men. And yeah, I think that will do it for this week's Positive in Pro Wrestling. I hope you enjoyed the more concise, you know, thought process. And yeah, Unbroken But Glorious Wrestling podcast coming up. We've got the second part of my interview with 18-year British wrestling veteran Dean Allmark. I hope you enjoyed the first part of that. When, you know, we've enjoyed conducting it, and yeah, I thought it was a really interesting interview, and so glad to have been able to spend almost 2 hours with Dean. And you know, hopefully the three parts will, you know, we'll be able to you know, give you exactly what you're after for an interview and give you something to look forward to on a weekly basis. So that one will be, the second part will be coming out on Friday, and the third part the Friday after that. We've also got the Fastlane review coming up, you know, shortly, with myself, Chris Lappin, and Nick Davey talking about Fastlane. And I think this one is going to actually include Impact Wrestling's Crossroads show from this Thursday night as well. So, and yeah, so if you want to interact with me, it's twitter.com/Brumiol. Yeah, and if you want to follow the show, it's twitter.com/BBGWpod. I wasn't able to do the book signing in Birmingham on Saturday. The snow and the horrendous weather kind of got the best of us. But it's been rescheduled for Saturday, the 24th of March. So, yeah. With England playing on the Friday night and the local teams not playing because of international duty, I hope that this is the perfect date, really. We've kind of looked into it because, you know, weather-wise and teams playing and stuff, it might have been difficult. But if you're a professional wrestling fan, you won't necessarily need to support your local teams on this weekend. So hopefully you can get along and we'll do a book signing and a Q&A and possibly a book reading and maybe even a competition too. So yeah, I'll be back on Saturday the 24th of March at the Oasis Market in Birmingham. And yeah, I hope you'll join me then. We've got a few things going on before then, but I wanted to start the whole promoting process as soon as I could. So here we are. Hope you've enjoyed the show, everyone. And until next time, this is Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, available on paperback and Kindle on Amazon now. Signing off, and as always, proud member of Broken But Glorious Wrestling podcast team here. So, bye for now, everyone. Bye.